It's 50 years this year since the drug thalidomide was withdrawn from sale after it was linked to birth defects amongst the babies of pregnant women who used it. But it remains a very effective therapy for a range of diseases, including cancers, myeloma, leprosy, and even HIV. Which is why Neil Vargesson has been trying to find out how it works in order to produce a safer form of it.
We're particularly interested right now in thalidomide and how thalidomide, which is a drug that's given to pregnant ladies in the 50s and 60s to treat morning sickness, how that caused birth defect. And our group at the moment has identified one of the mechanisms by which it does this, which is affecting blood vessels in the early embryo. It prevents them from forming and therefore causes the loss of the tissue so the limb doesn't form. And now we're trying to identify what is the actual molecular target in the embryo that this drug is working on, and also trying to make forms of the drug that don't cause birth defect but can still be used to treat patients, because at the moment it's used around the world to treat leprosy, multiple myeloma. It's in trial for HIV and cancers. So it's quite a useful drug, but it has this dark side to it as well.
If it affects blood vessels, why just the limbs?
That's a good question. And that's a question we struggle to answer as well. But it turns out that the limb turns out to be one of the last major tissues in the body to form. And at the time that morning sickness affects ladies, that's when the limb is forming the most. It's the most rapidly growing tissue. So the other organs can be affected, and they are affected, but the limb is the most affected because that's when it's being formed at the time when the drug would be taken by the ladies. It turns out that the blood vessels in the limb are quite unique, that they are very immature, they're very susceptible to being broken down. And so the drug is affecting them, and that's why the limb is always targeted. And that's what we're trying to find out. We're trying to find out what is the gene that's been affected in those cells. Why is it being affected? How is it affected? And can we stop it from being affected in the future?
The other conditions you mentioned, leprosy, HIV, multiple myeloma, is it a similar mechanism at play there, or is the drug working in a distinct way to treat those conditions then?
The thalidomide is a unique drug. It has many different actions. It has actions on blood vessels. It has actions on your inflammatory system. It has actions on the immune system. So the actions on leprosy is affecting the inflammatory system, and so that will be different to the effect on blood vessels. And we don't know what the targets in the inflammatory system are specifically. But we do know that if you affect blood vessels in an embryo, you're going to get some sort of birth defect. So we're trying to make a form of the drug that can't do that, but can be used to still treat leprosy, and so that you don't get the effect or the birth defect occurring. And then, you know, whether we can ever make a form of the drug that you can use for cancer, which doesn't cause these things, we don't know yet. But that's, in essence, what we're trying to do.
It sounds trivial. We're trying to make a version of the drug that just won't do that. But how do you actually approach that? If it was trivial, people would have done it. So it's obviously quite a big problem.
Yeah, well, it's taken 60 years to find out how the drug worked. We have to make new forms of the drug. So the drug is quite complex. And what you do, you pharmacologically, you make new versions. And then you test each version and you find one that does what you want it to do. But because we know that the drug is causing a defect through affecting blood vessels, we already know we can eradicate those from our screens and just try the other forms. And hopefully one of these will give us, or several of these we hope, will give us versions that you can use.
Where have you got to?
We're at the stage where we're screening various compounds right now. So I would hope that we'd have some candidates soon. But I can't give you a timeline because science is... I've just probably just jinxed myself for the next 5 years, but hopefully soon, yeah.
Obviously, you can't do this in humans. So how are you measuring the outcomes of the impacts of the drug on development?
So we use a range of systems. We use embryos. So we use chicken, fish embryos. We also use mouse cultures, and we use human cell lines. And these give us all the information we require to test the drug. Obviously, if we do get compounds that we believe could be used in humans, then there would be clinical trials, and the whole process will have to occur to make sure it's safe in humans and that sort of thing. But we'd never advocate that this drug should ever be taken again during pregnancy. No drug should be taken during pregnancy. But the idea is that it means that if there are people in Africa and South America right now that have got leprosy and they take the drug by mistake when they are pregnant, it means that the chances of having a child with a birth defect are we hope, lessened.
Because this is a really tough one, isn't it? Because it's once bitten, twice shy. And if you come back with a version of thalidomide that is very effective but still carries any risk, even though it may be a very tiny one, just can't afford to make that mistake, can we?
No, not at all. And I think that the fact we've got kids being born around the world today with those problems highlights the issue that we have to address this. And if we're going to still use thalidomide for its clinical reasons, make sure it's as safe as it possibly can be. So yes, it's a tough question. But the drug, clinically, is very effective for leprosy and multiple myeloma. The evidence is that for multiple myeloma, it prolongs life by 18 months. So no other drug I'm aware of can do quite that job. So there's pros and cons, and at the moment we're going down the road of, well, if the drug is being used, let's try and make it as safe as possible.
And the other benefit, of course, is that they say nature reveals her workings through her mistakes, and we presumably have learned an enormous amount about how normal processes work by when it goes wrong, when something like thalidomide is present.
Thalidomide, when the disaster occurred between 1958 and 62, changed the way we did everything about drugs. I mean, it opened up new, but we didn't realise there were differences between animal models, for example, how the drugs acted. We didn't know how to really test drugs properly, and that opened up the whole field of toxicology. And since then, yes, we know so much more about drugs and how they act and why they act, which cell types they affect, some of the signaling pathways. So it kind of changed the world. It's a horrible thing to have happened, but it did change the world.
Neil Vargason on the trail of a safe form of thalidomide.